Today on the Scott Radley Show on 900 CHML.
I have never, to the best of my knowledge on this show, talked to a numismatist. And I don't even know if I'm saying that word right, but I'm going with it. That is someone who is an expert in coins and things like that. And the reason we're going to is because there are apparently a bunch of phony toonies floating around in our money system right now. Would you be able to tell the real one from the fake one? I'm not sure I would, but I bet my next guest, the numismatist, Brett Mackey, is a coin collector and counterfeit currency expert, joins us now. Brett, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm great. Do you go by numismatist? Is that on your business card?
Sure. Let's go with that.
It's a great word. I love it. I've just never heard it even before. So I am looking at some pictures online of these fake toonies that are apparently out there. And I'll be very honest, unless they feel different, I would never in a million years think I was holding a fake toonie by looking at it.
You and 99% of the rest of Canadians. That's absolutely correct. They're that good.
So, okay, before we get into the coin itself and what are the differences and stuff, the first thing that came to mind when I heard this story is I could kind of understand someone counterfeiting a $100 bill because the effort you put in and, you know, whatever, it's worth your while, I guess. It seems like an awful lot of work to put together toonies for little payoff. Why is someone doing this?
Well, if you're just making one toonie or a small number of toonies, you're absolutely right. It's not going to pay off. You know, the amount of effort and the costs far outweigh whatever payoff you're going to get from counterfeiting a few toonies. However, with these toonies that we're talking about today, we're calling them the camel toe toonies because of the identifying feature on them. With these toonies, so many of them have been made and put into circulation that you're making money hand over fist with these things. They're being produced at maybe 50 cents a piece, if that, probably even less. And the rest of that is all profit once it gets put into circulation.
Made out of the same materials that regular coins would be made of?
Very, very similar. Very, very similar. It would be indistinguishable to 99.9% of Canadians.
And indistinguishable by look or also by feel?
Both.
Really? So for you, as an expert, if I blindfolded you and put two of these, one real, one fake in your hand, would you be able to tell the difference?
Nope.
Amazing.
My identification of these things would be visual. There's one key visual element that you can tell which one's fake, which one's real. There's a bunch of other minor factors, but there's one key element that is the differentiator that's on all of the counterfeit toonies.
All right. I got a feeling that after you named this this phony one, a whole lot of people went, wait a second, what is on this loony? What is on this toonie? Why are you calling it the camel toe toonie? Maybe we better explain what that means.
That's a good idea. So on the counterfeit toonies, the polar bear's front right paw is kind of split like a cloven hoof sort of thing, or like a camel's toe. Okay, so that's where we get the name from. It looks like the toe of a camel, this big wide hoofed pad sort of thing, and it's very, very distinctive. You can tell this feature from a genuine one even at a distance, unless you've got terrible eyesight. But it's very easily distinguishable. It's on all of the counterfeit toonies, and easy to see. And it's guaranteed that if you see that polar bear's foot, or the camel toe, if you will, it is a counterfeit toonie.
So, okay, I know you're not one of the counterfeiters, but I'm asking you to get into the head of the counterfeiters. If you know that this makes it distinguishable, why not just get rid of that distinguishing feature and make it like the others?
Well, there could be lots of reasons, but the one that I think is probably the most plausible is it might be their signature.
All right. All right. So they want it to, it's intentional just to show. Okay. The rest of it, though, so I'm looking at this picture. So the polar bear looks very similar and maybe identical. I mean, the pictures that I've got, it might be one's a little dirty or something for some of the markings, but they look very close. The queen, though, on the back, in the real one, she's wearing a crown and she's got a smaller head. In the other, is that very different, or was this just a later model? The fake one is matching a later model toonie.
So the portrait of the queen on our coins, we've had four different portraits of the queen on our coins since 1952. The one with the crown that you're referring to there is actually the third portrait of the queen, and the one without the crown that you're also looking at is the fourth portrait of the queen, and that changed in about 2003. So any coins dated 2002 or earlier feature that crowned portrait, and any coins dated 2004 or later feature the uncrowned portrait. And anything in 2003 could be either one. So those are two genuine, or at least plausible or realistic portraits that appear on all genuine coins.
Okay, so I don't know the law around this. Let's say I go to a store and I buy something and they hand me a toonie and I go home and, well, as you're talking right now, people at home have pulled them out to say, oh, I've got a couple toonies in my pants, in my pocket, and they see that they have what now they believe to be a fake toonie. Are they obligated at that point just to throw it out? Like, what can you do with it? Can you go back to the store and say, you gave me a fake, I got to get it back? What do you do if you're suddenly holding a bunch of these?
Well, if you're holding a single counterfeit toonie or a suspected single counterfeit toonie or a small number of them, my suggestion would be go to your bank and say you got this coin in your change somewhere along the road, you believe it to be counterfeit, and you'd like to get some genuine coins for it. The bank may, at their discretion, give a swap for you and give you some genuine coins. They might not. Because literally, it's not their responsibility to make sure that the coins that you have are genuine, especially if they didn't give you the coins in the first place.
Right.
But that's my first suggestion. Go to your bank, say you've got some suspected counterfeit toonies, you'd like to exchange them for real ones, see what they say. Worst case scenario, they refuse. You can try going back to the store you got it from, try that as well. And you can try their luck. And if that doesn't work, just throw them out. They're not worth anything. And if you try and spend them deliberately, you're going to get in trouble,
That's right.
or at least you'll be committing an offense.
So do we have any reason to believe? I know that a lot of the, well, a number of these have been found around Brant County, that in particular. Do we have any reason to think these originated in this area, or they've just made their way through the system and got here now?
So these coins have been circulating in Canada since about 2020. So they've been around for multiple years. And there are many, many, many of these things to the order of suspected 5 to 10 million across the country.
Holy cow.
And they originally surfaced in the Greater Toronto Area and have since been found coast to coast. So they're definitely widely available. Brant County just happened to have been a recent report. And I've read the same article that you did. But it's certainly not a major problem there compared to other areas. I'd say the hot spot is probably the Greater Toronto Area.
But if
And
it got to Brant County, inevitably they're going to end up in Hamilton at some point if they haven't already. They probably have
oh,
already.
I guarantee they're already in Hamilton.
One last thing before I let you go, because we're short on time.
Sure.
When you talk about 5 to 10 million, so that explains, let me go back to the very first question. Now it explains why somebody would go to the trouble of doing this, because clearly that's an awful
Exactly.
lot of money. But that also would seemingly require an industrial scale equipment situation. Like, this is not something you could do in your basement, right? This would have to take some space.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's suspected through just general common sense and that sort of thing, as well as what the police have been releasing, that these are coming from China. And if you know anything about China, you'll know that they are quite happy to counterfeit anything, whether it's jeans or coins or perfumes or bags or whatever. And they have no problem letting it happen and letting it get exported into other countries such as Canada. So that's where we believe they're all coming from, and they're being made for pennies on the dollar.
That is Brent Mackey. Fascinating stuff, Brent. I really appreciate it. He is a coin collector, counterfeit currency expert. Keep an eye out for the toonie. When you're home, when you're looking in your pockets, look for the toonie. Look at the polar bear. And if he's got two very clear toes at the front of his foot, as opposed to just sort of a rounded foot, you probably have a forged counterfeit toonie. Brent, really appreciate you doing this. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The Scott Radley Show. Weekday evenings from 6 to 8 on 900 CHML.
For most of us, crime is something we see on the news. We never think it could happen to us until it does. Loved ones are gone, and for the survivors, the scars will never heal. I'm Nancy Hickst, a senior crime reporter for Global News. And on this season of Crime Beat, I'll take you inside some of the most serious crime stories I've covered. Season 6 of Crime Beat is available now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and all podcast platforms.